This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the fifth Sunday of Lent. And because it is Lent, we'll treat ourselves to one of any season's loveliest pieces, the Ave Maria by Franz Biebl. If you've listened to this show before, you know that we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, which is part of our All Germany and Austria month of March. These 10 parts alternate with one another throughout the Mass, until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because each is specific to the day it is sung, the introit, or entrance of the celebrant, the gradual, which is sung after the first reading, the alleluia, which is sung after the second reading but is not sung during Lent, the offertory, sung while the celebrant is preparing the gifts for communion, and the communion, sung during the distribution of the gifts to the congregation. Today we'll hear 4 of these, 1 sung in a motet setting, and the other 3 in traditional Gregorian chant. As for our Mass Ordinary by Mozart, his Mass number 16, Missa Solemnis, we'll hear all 5 parts, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei. So let's start with the first musical part of the Mass, the introit, Judica me Deus, from Psalm 42. Vindicate me, O God. We'll hear this sung in Gregorian chant by the Slovakian chant scholar and vocalist Marek Klein, a frequent contributor to the Glory of the Mass.
Judica me
Thank you.
was today's introit, Vindicate Me, O God, a hopeful request for this Lenten period of penitence. Now we'll get into our Mass Ordinary, so-called because its order and text never change, regardless of the week of the church year. It always consists of the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, except that the Gloria is sometimes omitted during Lent and Advent. The composer today, as I mentioned earlier, is the great Mozart. Here's the Kyrie, the Lord have mercy, of his Mass number 16, Missa Solemnis. The performers are the Kölner Kammerchor from Germany. We've heard the Kyrie of the Missa Solemnis by Mozart, the towering genius of the classical period. The Gloria, or Greater Doxology, follows directly after the Kyrie. So here again is the Kölner Kammerchor with Mozart's Mass.
Thank you.
We've heard the Gloria of Mozart's Missa Solemnis. The next musical component of the Mass is the Gradual. And today's text is another plea for mercy from Psalms 142 and 17. Eripe me, Domine. Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. We hear this plea in traditional Gregorian chant, again sung by our chant scholar, Merrick Klein.
Thank you.
That was the gradual of our Mass proper, Rescue Me, O Lord, from My Enemies. We can now return to the center point of the Mass, the Nicene Creed, or Credo. And again, it's Mozart's Mass and the Kölner Kammerchor.
Thank you.
was the credo from Mozart's Missa Solemnis, his Mass number 16, our featured Mass ordinary for today. Now we return to the Mass proper with the offertory. Its text is Confitebor Tibi from Psalm 118. I will praise you, O Lord. This is sung for us in a motet setting by Rupert Ignaz Mayer, that's spelled M-A-Y-R, who was a composer in the court of Maximilian II Emmanuel, Elector of Bavaria in the early 18th century. The performers are the Oppa Festante Choir and Orchestra from Germany. That was today's offertory proper, set as motet by Rupert Ignaz Mayer. Which brings us back to the ordinary of the Mass and the Sanctus and Benedictus of Mozart's Missa Solemnis. Again, it's the Kölner Kammerchor doing the performing honors.
Thank you.
We've heard the Sanctus and Benedictus of Mozart's Mass Ordinary for today. And now we're at the final section of the Ordinary of our Mass, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Again, it's Mozart and the Kölner Kammerchor, or Chamber Choir of Cologne.
Thank you.
Was the final part of today's Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei of Mozart's Missa Solemnis, performed by the Kölner Kammerchor. And this brings us to the last official part of today's sung Mass, the Communion, Qui mihi ministrat, from the Gospel of John, If a man would serve me, let him follow me. This is sung for us in the traditional Gregorian chant by the Schola of the Hofburgkapelle of Vienna. We've heard the last official music of today's Mass, the Communion proper Qui mihi ministrat, performed in Gregorian chant for us by the Hofburgkapelle of Vienna. It would be a shame to say goodbye to Mozart with adding one more piece, his motet Misericordias Domini. The earth is full of the mercy of the Lord. Here the singers are the group Gloriae Dei Cantoris, an ensemble based in Orleans, Massachusetts. We've heard Mozart's motet Misericordias Domini. And now it's time for our promised highlight, the Ave Maria by Franz Biebl. Biebl, spelled B-I-E-B-L, was a German composer of the 20th century who wrote his famous piece in 1959. Biebl has the distinction of being the only composer on the Glory of the Mass who spent time as a prisoner of war in America from 1944 to 1946. The singers of Biebl's motet are the all-male group Chanticleer.
Thank you.
We've been listening to Franz Biebel's transcendent Ave Maria. And with it, I'm afraid we've run out of time. I hope we've enjoyed this program of sacred chant and polyphony for the fifth Sunday of Lent. And I hope you'll tune in next week when we'll play wonderful music for Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, featuring a Mass by Leo Hassler. You can listen again to this program or to any of our programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdayradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 237. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a pleasant Lenten Sunday.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdayradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdayradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.